and welcome everyone to our Purium Health Products Wednesday Consumer Education Conference Call. My name is Amy. I'm one of the owners and founders of Purium Health Products, and we have with us also on the line David Sandoval, who is an educator, who's a nutritional expert, and also an owner and founder of Purium Health Products. Welcome, Dave. Are you with us?
I am, and it's great to be here tonight. Thank you for being with us as well.
Awesome. Well, we have a very important subject to talk about tonight, and as many of you know who are listening on the line, who have read our emails and have seen what we've been talking about lately, that November is Diabetes Awareness Month, and diabetes is such an important topic, and there's so many people out there that have diabetes, and there's so many people out there that may not even know that they have diabetes. It touches so many of our lives. As I was thinking about people that I knew, and I've been talking to people, I really don't know one person that doesn't know one person that has diabetes. So it really is a far-reaching subject, and we think that 1 month is not long enough to focus on it. So we have decided, we put together a new product that we're going to be talking about tonight. We've put together a lot of educational materials, and we really want to start a year-long campaign to defeat this disease that really is a very debilitating disease. So we want to teach people how to take control of their lives and to defeat this nutritionally, and so that's what we're going to be talking about tonight.
That is absolutely accurate. The new figures released by the Center for Disease Control, the CDC, have revealed that the incidence of type 2 diabetes in the U.S. has risen by 90% within the last 10 years, and that was posted in Demographics on Diabetes on Friday, October 31st, 2008. Now, this type of rise is, you know, perhaps is not an epidemic, but it is close enough to an epidemic to where when you realize that perhaps, as Amy said, not one person she knows doesn't know, or how did you put it? I don't know one person that doesn't know one person that has diabetes.
Right.
That's incredible. I mean, forget 6 degrees of separation. That's 1 degree of separation. And so this is affecting everyone. Now, we have decided to, I'm going back on the road. I'm gonna start doing live events again. In association with the Diabetes Resource Center, we are going to go out and we're going to start a campaign to defeat diabetes now. And we're going to have free seminars. We're going to, at least if you come with one of our coupons that you could get from your church or from one of your organizations like a diabetes support group, then you'll be able to come absolutely for free. And the message is that you can eliminate type 2 diabetes in as little as 21 days. And we're going to share the information that UCLA researchers proved in clinical studies. Now, I'm going to present the information. And in Long Beach, we're going to have two events.
That's Long Beach,
November
California.
9th, Long Beach, California, on the West Coast. We're going to have, thank you, Amy. We're going to have two events, November 19th and November 23rd. And you can see information about how to get, you know, perhaps a free pass on our website. And we're really excited, Amy, I think we both are excited, that in some of our outreach, we managed to work with regular folks, and once in a while we managed to work with famous folks. And what happened just recently is an old friend of mine, Charlie Stettler, you might remember, he was the manager of Tiny, Manny Yarborough, the huge man who we helped lose a lot of weight. Well, we never really got much, you know, we never really got much follow-up with Manny because he didn't have the self-discipline, you know, to stick with what we taught him. And so we realized we need to make things a lot simpler. Well, then this time Charlie has a 2-time Grammy Award winner who he's been managing for years. His name is Fat Man Scoop. Very famous baritone, deep voice, and a lot of music these days. And the bottom line is, he had diabetes. He was taking his medications, and his blood glucose was all over the place. And he really didn't want to go from taking pills to taking shots, and who would? And so he, you know, had a, what could you call it, an intervention, Amy?
Absolutely. He kind of had a revelation, I would say, one day when a relative of his who had diabetes showed up at his studio and was talking about how he just lost a couple of toes. And I think that scared him quite a lot.
How did he lose them? Did he misplace them, take off
his
shoes?
No, he didn't lose them. He had them amputated as a complication from diabetes.
Yeah, and while she says it with, you know, with a giggle, it's definitely not, and she didn't mean for it to be funny. It's just that, wow, you know, imagine, you don't take your diabetes seriously. You're at the top of the world. You're famous. You got 2 Grammy Awards. You're being flown all over the world on private jets. You know, you have the money to do anything you want. I mean, you're a megastar. And yet, you could have your toes amputated. All the money in the world ain't going to stop that. The doctors gave me meds that ain't going to stop that. He was scared. I mean, truly scared. And this is a big guy. You know, he doesn't scare easily. You know what I mean?
Right. Absolutely. So
what did, tell everybody what we did.
Well, we put him on a nutritional program, and he began to take several of our PHP products, our Purium Health products. And then as we talked about it a little bit more, he told us, well, it's a little bit hard to be compliant all the time. And we said, you're absolutely right. You're a busy guy. You're out there on the road. You're traveling. We can't ask people to be carrying around 4 bottles and mixing them all together. So let's put together an awesome formula. Let's flavor it so people don't have an objection to the taste. And we put together a product that we call Scoop of Greens. And it's absolutely awesome. He takes 2 to 3 servings of the product called Scoop of Greens a day, and his blood sugar, although he is still taking his medication, has completely leveled out, whereas before he was taking his meds, but with what he was eating, what he wasn't eating, skipping meals because he's busy, his blood sugar was all over the place.
Well, he was all over the place, right? Time changes in Dubai one day, Germany the next day, New York, Los Angeles. You know, I mean, he was, how could his body keep up? But he found that by using the activated barley, by using the rice bran, by using the green kamut, by using the just barley, by using the green kamut blend, by using the organic 100% barley juice powder, all of these mixed together made his sort of thing. And he was trying to get other people to use it. He said it didn't taste so good. So Amy and I said, you know what, let's put these all together and let's put a full dose of high-quality alpha-lipoic acid, because alpha-lipoic acid is one of those things that it seems to really help with all the symptoms associated with diabetes. And there's a lot of nice clinical work about alpha-lipoic acid. It's a great antioxidant. So we put that in there too. So all of a sudden, you know, that didn't taste so good. So we used this juicy apple. It's a really wonderful aroma and flavor. And then we put a little bit of a Lohan Go, which is a natural fruit that gives it some sweetness without any sugar and calories. And it is really, really good. And it really, really works. And if you're a big person, you know, you might be taking 3 to 4 servings of this a day. If you're a smaller person, you might be taking 2 servings a day. But either way, depending upon your need, it steps in and it fills in the gaps and helps control, helps your body through all the things that they tell you. Have whole grains, have a lot of fruits and vegetables, a lot of vegetables. Minimize your intake of sugar. So this is vegetables and it's whole grains plus alpha-lipoic acid. It's a fantastic product. We'll talk more about that in a little bit. So we're getting on the road. We're going to be in New York City as well. Tell them what dates we're going to be in New York City, Amy.
Well, we're going to be in New York City on December 2nd and 3rd, the first week of December. I believe it's going to be a Tuesday and a Wednesday night. We're going to have two live events. We haven't exactly pinned down the venues yet, but we will be emailing and getting the word out. It will be on our website very shortly with the exact information of where we're going to be. And we do require RSVPs, so if you know you'd like to book in for one of those nights, please give us a call at our customer service number. Or if you'd like to promote the event, help us promote the event, please give us a call and we'll get you hooked up on how to do that.
Now, a European tour that I was going to do has been delayed because of weather and logistics, and so that is going to give me a few extra days. Now, I can't say where, I can't say when, I can't even say how, but I'm going to try to squeeze in a couple of more cities, and there's a good chance that Florida and West Virginia are going to be, maybe Georgia, are going to be those cities. So let's hear from people. If you're out there, let us know. If you want us to come to town, we definitely will consider it. We did a real grassroots effort. Do you mind telling them a little bit how we're going to fill the seats of these events here in California? Because I'm really proud of the way we did this.
Well, we sort of learned actually from the Barack Obama campaign, the grassroots on the ground movement of the people. And so what we have decided to do, and Mary, if you're listening out there, we're going to need your help in New York City. but we started contacting churches and started asking the pastor, can we pass out a flyer at your service, or can we post a flyer to get this word out to your congregation? And by allowing us to do that, we'll give a free pass to anyone mentioning your congregation or this flyer. And so we have passed out well over 1,000 flyers to...
We're just getting started,
and we're just really excited at the receptivity of it, because it takes a community. Diabetes affects everyone across the whole entire community, and it really takes a community to help defeat it, because if one person is saying, let's go have dessert, you need the whole family on board.
Oh, nobody in my family would say no. It just took one person to say, you know what, hey, should we have an apple and cheese? Or should we have some apple pie? And apple pie always won,
Absolutely. So we are not just saying you need to be diabetic to come to these events and to learn about this. If you know anybody, if you live with anybody with diabetes, it's a must that you come listen and learn, or at least go and read the information on our website to help that person defeat diabetes naturally, because it absolutely can be done with diet and exercise, and that's what we're going to be talking about on this call, as well as much more in depth at the live seminars.
Great. Well, let's jump right into this information then. We have a diabetes battle plan. It is going to be available on the Internet starting probably by noon tomorrow. It's a revised diabetes battle plan. So please wait to download that till after noon tomorrow. And let's get right into this information.
Absolutely. Well, why don't you just tell us, in case I'm sure most people know what diabetes is, but why don't you just go over the clinical definition of it really quickly?
Okay, well, basically diabetes is caused by a lack of a resistance to a hormone. That hormone is called insulin, and insulin allows for our body to use glucose. It helps move it, it helps store it, and it helps basically stabilize it. And so our body needs glucose. All of the food that we have that is reduced to sugar goes to our cells, and it's used to produce energy. It's like fuel for our cells. But when our body has rises in blood glucose and it's absorbed in the bloodstream, our pancreas produces an appropriate amount of insulin, and that controls the amount of glucose, so we don't have a diabetic shock or have a hypoglycemic reaction, And so for many people, of course, they know that, and a lot of people don't realize, though, that we can, in fact, help our pancreas. We could dramatically affect the way our pancreas works and make it more efficient. And that's what we're going to help you to learn to do tonight.
Absolutely. Well, some interesting facts that I just wanted to share really quick about diabetes is it's the seventh leading cause of death in the United States.
Wow.
I know. Wow is right. And it affects over 20 million Americans and 300 million people worldwide. So this is
way
big.
More than AIDS.
This is big, yeah. It's common for diabetics to have to amputate limbs or extremities, like we were talking about the toes a while ago, due to complications. Other complications are renal and kidney failure, leading people to dialysis. Which is just really...
It's not a pleasant life.
Absolutely.
My father died, hooked up to a dialysis machine. Trust me, it's ugly.
Absolutely. Weight loss, especially fat loss, plus a good diet and regular exercise can improve all aspects of diabetes and may result in a cure, and that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. One-third of type 2 diabetics do not even know they have the disease, and that's what is very scary. You could be damaging your body, damaging your kidneys, and you don't even know it. Type 2 diabetes, which also used to be called adult onset diabetes, is now showing up in younger and younger individuals. Our children are coming down with adult onset diabetes, and it's due to this crazy diet that we eat here in North America. So, and lack of exercise. So, it's something that, again, like I said, it's so far-reaching, and there's so much that you can do if you take control of your own health to counteract it and to defeat it.
Absolutely. Now, you know, type 1 diabetes is genetic damage due to the insulin-producing beta cells in the pancreas, and we want everyone to know that if you have type 1 diabetes, we're with you, and everything we're saying for type 2 diabetes will apply only in that it dramatically increases the efficiency of what little insulin your pancreas does create, and the food and the lifestyle we recommend naturally control and regulate glucose passing into the body. So if it doesn't get there, if it can't pass in real fast and unabated, then you obviously are going to benefit whether you're type 1 or type 2. Now, type 2 diabetes, after really concluding a significant worldwide study of diabetes that was sponsored by the United Nations, we found that type 2 diabetes is real simple. It's typically obesity, and not just obesity, but inactivity and diet. So it's real simple. And as we know, the onset of obesity and diabetes is correlated to excessive traditional Western diet. We oftentimes, Amy, they talk about diabetes running in the family as though it's genetic, but you and I know that type 2 diabetes is not genetic, only type 1 is, right?
Right, absolutely. I mean, you're maybe more predisposed to it because you're eating the same diet.
That's the key right there. See, it's not genetic. It's that, I mean, if you're in the same family, didn't you eat what your folks ate?
Absolutely.
Didn't your grandma teach your mom to make that delicious stuff?
Fried chicken and, yeah, mashed potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
And apple pie. Yeah, absolutely.
and honestly, I mean, until you learned better, isn't that what you were going to, like, pass on, you know, exclusively to your children, you know?
Pretty much, absolutely, because that's what we're a product of how we're raised. And
it's love. I mean, you receive that love from grandma. How could that food not be part of the tradition and the love that you're going to pass on? But we've got to stop confusing eating bad with love. We got to find another way. We do have to have less. We have to have it less often. And we need to use less offensive ingredients, don't you think?
Absolutely, absolutely.
So that's pretty simple stuff. I mean, I don't mean to summarize it too much, but if you don't exercise, and if you don't eat the right foods, and if you eat the wrong foods, the result is diabetes. What are some of the signs and symptoms that people should look out for?
Well, they say frequent urination, excessive thirst, because your body, to help cure the imbalance of sugar, the water can kind of dilute what's going on. So you're excessively thirsty, you're going to the bathroom a lot, and also an excessive appetite is another sign and symptom of diabetes.
Crazy mad hunger too, irresistible urges.
Exactly. And, you know, hypoglycemia is the beginning stages of, or can be a sign that you're in the beginning stages of developing diabetes.
Absolutely. Now, I want to let you know that in this diabetes battle plan, Amy and I have put extensive information, and on our website, we have put extensive information. When you go to the website, she's going to tell you what to search for. We have put an amazing encyclopedia, easy to read, of information broken down into categories. An encyclopedia scares me. Let me say a user-friendly database of information. Encyclopedias scare me. So the bottom line is that it's a great, great resource. So I'm going over it quickly because I know that if we inspire you tonight, you're going to want to get the battle plan, and you're going to want to visit the website. And
yeah,
when you go to the website,
everyone should go to www.phporder.com, click on the Scoop of Greens link that's on the front page, and then you'll notice you scroll down to the bottom, there's 5 or 6 PDFs that you can download with extensive information. There's even a blood glucose chart where you can chart your own results, and after you take the product and see for yourself the results on paper. But there's just a lot of great information with this wonderful woman that we've partnered up with named Sandy Corlett from the Diabetes Resource Center. She's an educator. She's a diabetic herself, and she's really given us a plethora of information that we have shared with you on the website. And it's available for download. It's available for photocopying and passing out to anyone that you would like to share it with.
And there was Sandy and I met under pretty unusual circumstances. And as soon as I tell you this story, we'll get on to some of the other information. But it's a great story because we were going to be on a television show. I had only met her just before the show in the green room. That's the place where we all wait before we go out onto the set. And she was telling me that she was a diabetic, and I was telling her about the greens, and she was sort of not really so interested. And all of a sudden, she like looked like, I don't know how to explain it, but she looked like pasty, and at the same time, her lips were like turning purple, and I'm like, oh my God, you know, are you okay? And she says, you know, I think I might need an ambulance. She goes, you know, I can't go on the TV show. Please, you know, send somebody for me. And and I said, hey, I was drinking a big green drink at the time, really thick because I was tired. And I said, you drink this. I'm going to go find the producer, right? So I went and I found the producer, and they say, she has to go on in 2 minutes. I said, I'll tell you what, you send somebody back there to help her. I'll do my segment first, and then you can figure out why I'm doing my segment. You know, what to do, what to film next, you know, how to fill her 15-minute segment. And so I had no sooner, like, got out and was, like, 5 minutes into my segment than standing right next to me was Sandy Corlett, looking fit as a fiddle, I guess she would say. And and she, you know, told the story of how the green food that she took had just dramatically and instantly brought her blood glucose, and Scoop is hilarious when he tells the story of how he'll test his blood glucose and it'll be at like 300 and something. He'll just immediately just down a double serving of the greens and like just within minutes, it's just like, bam, stable. Now, that's not what we're saying. That's not claims that we're making. These are things that happen in people's lives, and we want it to happen in your life. So, Amy, tell them a little bit about treatment and prevention, because the Diabetes Resource Center summed it up pretty good for us, and I was hoping you could do the same.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, one thing that the Diabetes Resource Center emphasizes is the consumption of whole foods, not only as a means to treat diabetes and other diseases, but what we talk about all the time, to promote total health and well-being. So you have to know which foods to eat, you have to know when to eat them and how much to eat them, and then that allows you to take control of your body and also your life, and that's what we teach on these conference calls, you know, each and every week. And so it's kind of crazy because we live in the United States, the richest country on earth, but people are actually dying from malnutrition. This is a problem that affects not only the poor, but also people that are considerably wealthy. Humans require more than just empty calories. We need highly nutritious whole foods that can be easily assimilated without stressing our systems. And
now, Amy, I don't mean to interrupt, but you just said something that just fascinates me. Because I've been saying that we're the most overfed and undernourished nation. How many times have you heard me say that?
Oh, for years. You say that all the time.
We're the most overfed yet undernourished nation in history. Think about that. We eat excessive amounts of calories, and we suffer
from malnutrition.
Unprecedented levels of death from diseases caused by malnutrition. Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah. I mean, it's absolutely crazy. So, I mean, our bodies require highly nutritious whole foods that can be easily assimilated, and we're just not getting those. To survive and work properly, our bodies must have the essential nutrients found only in whole foods and these green foods, and we all know that we're not consuming nearly as many green foods as we should. In the world of processed foods, nutrient content is severely lacking. Like you were saying, we're overfed, undernourished. And so when we fail to eat the whole foods and the quality green vegetables on a daily basis, many reactions, many cleansing, many eliminative, many building functions fail to work properly. You know, and to sum it all up, if you consume dead food, you end up with dead cells, devoid of energy, and you eventually become sick and diseased. So if you consume whole foods, green foods, and living foods, you end up with energy, nutrition, and life. So basically, type 2 diabetes, it's a lifestyle diabetes. You need to change your diet. You need to exercise and be very conscious of when you eat, what you eat, and how much you eat, and how much you exercise. And by doing those four things, you really can turn your situation around. No matter.
And the best. Oh, I'm sorry. I think the best exercise that they've shown is actually stair climbing, because in the lifting of the knees up against, you know, up against the organs, you could actually stimulate and push, and so the stair climbing is probably the number one exercise for diabetics.
And I just wanted to say, if you know someone that's on insulin or you know someone that's on oral medication, it's not too late for them. I mean, we are not going to say, we would never sit here and say, get off your insulin, get off your oral medication. We're not doctors, and we would never say that and never recommend that. But under your doctor's supervision and care, take these whole foods. Change your diet, begin to exercise, and maybe, just maybe, you can reduce the amount of this that you're taking. Maybe you can change from having to inject yourself to oral.
Let's go with the UCLA study, Ames. And again, the UCLA study took regular folks, and in 21 days, just changing their diet to a primarily vegetarian diet with significant servings of whole grains and whole vegetables, and even whole fruits, they found that in a very short time, 21 days, that 100% of the symptoms of diabetes were gone.
I mean, you can do it. It's something that you can reverse the condition. This is something that you absolutely are in control of, and it doesn't even matter, like what I was trying to say earlier, what stage of it you're in, because you still can do something, and over time, the condition will change and will improve.
Let's put it this way. It was your diet that gave it to you, and it's your diet that could take it away.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, let's talk about the Scoop of Greens product that we put together, because as we all know, we talk about all the time on these calls, it's compliance. It's ease of getting these foods into your diet, it's availability, and it's time and convenience. And so what we tried to do is bring all those things together and put everything in one product and overcome the taste barrier, because so many of you guys out there have said, oh, I know the green foods are so good, you talk about them all the time, but it just doesn't taste so great.
And diabetics like sweet stuff.
Absolutely. Exactly. That's what they crave. And so we decided so we could reach more and more people that we would flavor this product and we would make it where that would not be an objection. And so I think we've done a really good job of doing that. And so let's talk, Dave, about the formula. Let's just give a little overview of what Scoop of Greens, the product, is.
Well, it really is a concentrated power food. It's made up of the best organic leafy greens. That's our green kumut. And the green sweet wheatgrass and the organic barley juice. We've got the whole grains, which means the rice bran solubles, the most important part of rice without the empty carbohydrates. And we have the activated barley, the slowest burning carbohydrate with beta-glucan, polysaccharide carbohydrates, which are just phenomenal. and those are all mixed together with alpha lipoic acid. Now, scuba greens, which naturally contains essential vitamins, minerals, lightweight vegetable proteins, it's a rich source of chlorophyll, it's an excellent source of trace minerals, it has enzymes, and all of those things, as you just stated, the Diabetes Resource Center said that's all the things that are necessary to life. And they have the ability to help regulate the body's pH balance, that betters blood glucose control, and all of these things are what we call preventative actions. They lead your body to a state where the progression toward what we call metabolic disease, and metabolic disease causes insulin resistance, and insulin resistance leads to diabetes. And so if you could stop the first step of a progression, Amy, I think it's very important to do that. Now, the Chinese say prevention is cure, and I think that that's something that you and I could wholly get behind, because I heard you start to say, and we need to emphasize, that you and I are not offering medical advice. We certainly listen to medical doctors like those at UCLA that did these studies, but you and I are leading people toward information, really positive, well-intentioned, and helpful information that is powerful news. It's powerful because it works in people's lives, and it's easy to do. So scuba greens, like Amy said, it was awarded the seal of approval by the Diabetes Resource Center. It has all the good stuff that that Scoop was using, Fatman Scoop was using, that we recommended to him to stop his diabetes. And if you use this in conjunction with the exercise and dietary recommendations that Amy has made and will continue to emphasize, these slow-burning carbohydrates like activated barley, studies show that they're effective at reducing glucose and insulin response. It's the slowest-burning complex carbohydrate known to man. It was used by the gladiators. It was used by the Roman army. It was used by the ancient Greeks and Romans to keep babies alive when their mothers died during childbirth, and the elderly alive when they lost their teeth and could not chew food for nutrition. This food was literally ripped from the pages of history and brought it back into the modern time when it is really needed. And it's a fantastic, fantastic food combined with the rice bran. Again, rice bran soluble is the most nutritious part of rice. It's the part that disappears and is destroyed when you create white rice, and it actually is diminished when you steam or cook brown rice. So either way, you're never getting the best part of that whole grain. So we have the whole grain nutrition, the green vegetable nutrition, and again, alpha lipoic acid, for those of you who don't know, it's a powerful antioxidant, and studies show it reduces pain, burning, itching, and numbness. And those are all things that are caused by beginning of nerve damage. When nerve damage begins, the type of nerve damage that could ultimately lead to those amputations Amy warned you about, it starts with pain and burning and itching and numbness. And if we could take that away, then you never get to that point of the third strike. Because, you know what I'm saying, Amy? Because after the symptoms manifest themselves, it's only a matter of time. So you start with metabolic disease. It goes to insulin resistance. Insulin resistance leads to diabetes. Let's just stop it, nip it in the bud.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I just wanted to let everybody know it comes in, it's a powder. We recommend 2 to 3 servings a day. You take a scoop. There's a scoop inside the jar, and you mix it with 6 to 8 ounces of water. Shake that up and drink it 2 to 3 times a day. And it, when you monitor your blood sugar and you do this in conjunction with that, you will see a difference. Also wanted to mention there is a clinical study going on that we should have some results that we can share with you when we do a follow-up call in about 3 months. We just started the clinical research study on the product. So some very exciting things. And as I mentioned earlier in the call, this is not just going to be a Diabetes Awareness Month for Purium Health Products. This is going to be our focus for the next several months, because this is such an absolutely big issue.
Now, we have a special if you have a family with diabetes, and let's say that you need 4 jars of this. We have a special because we know diabetes runs in the family, and we want you to build a team of people fighting diabetes. If you buy 3, we're going to give you the 4th one free. So, in a way, it's a little bit like, you know, sometimes there's that one person in the family that doesn't have a job or isn't having, they're on a controlled income. Let's help them out. Let's, you know, 3 of us get together, mom and cousin and auntie, get it together, give it to sister. And that's the way that we could defeat this together. And we're going to try to do our part with the buy 3, get the 4th one free on this product.
Absolutely. And there's 2 sizes. There's a 14 serving size. So if you do that twice a day, that'll last you a week. You can give it a good trial and see how great you feel. And there's a 60 serving size. So that would last, if you're doing it twice a day, a whole month.
Now, I want you to take the 21-day challenge. I call it the 20-day challenge because there's 60 servings in there. But you take it 3 times a day. It's going to last you 3 weeks. And when you're done, I'm telling you, it's going to be over with. You're going to be like, okay, I'm never going to stop doing this. So, you know, there are 60 servings in there. So you could consider it 2 a month. I'd consider it 3 for 20 days. That's just the way I'm thinking, because if you're as busy as Scoop was, he kept calling and saying, dang, man. He goes, you know, I took a couple of scoops and I was great. He goes, I always forget to take that 3rd scoop, and when I do, my days are perfect. So he's a big guy, though. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm just saying that I call it the 21-day challenge, 20-day challenge. Consider that a 3-week supply and really make that impact. Make a difference in your life. Feel it. And if you feel it, you'll share it. And, you know, if we could get you sharing it, we could take diabetes down 1 notch at a time, 1 notch at a time, put it back where it belongs. Put it back in that adult onset category that affects a small percentage of our population. And then I'll be happy again.
Exactly. So, again, we also wanted to reiterate how important that exercise is, how important the other foods that you consume in your diet are to truly defeat diabetes. And also,
how many times would you recommend that people eat a day in order to, because, you know, they say that 2 to 3 big meals, you know, over a long period of time. They say that you're supposed to, you know, eat some healthier snacks every hour, every 2 hours, and that way you never ravenously craving or having high drops and peaks. So if you're taking 2 to 3 servings of this and you're supposed to do something, let's say, every couple of hours, boy, that fills in, you know, 6 hours of your day right there, 8 hours of your day right there.
Exactly. And another really awesome benefit or side effect, if you will, is people are starting to report weight loss, which, again, you start losing the weight, you start burning the fat. That, again, is going to help your body, because that is what it's obesity that is bringing on the diabetes. So the leaner you are, the better that your body can work, you know, to control the blood sugar. So the weight loss is just a very positive side effect, if you will, that people are experiencing from taking the scoop of greens.
And the acne and the energy and all of that. Now, there are a couple of other products here. We promised people we'd keep it, you know, to like under an hour, hopefully a half an hour. But I want to squeeze in 2 more recommendations, Amy, if you don't mind. I want to tell folks about the aloe vera, because I'm telling you, man, I know people that have hypo and hyperglycemia, and they just keep that aloe vera around. I know this sounds crazy. They carry it in their purse. They carry it in their backpack. They keep it in their car. They keep it in the drawer of their desk. And when they start to feel that, and you all know what I'm talking about, if you have those conditions, it's like first you're nauseous, and then it's like a little mind warp, little headache thing. You know it's happening. And if you just take 1 squirt of aloe vera, put it in some water and drink it, or 1 squirt and roll it around your mouth and gargle with it and swallow it, I'm telling you, this is like just a I don't know how to explain it. It's just like a shot of control. I mean, it really, really works. And you know, it promotes a healthy blood sugar, therefore reducing cravings, especially for sweets. It has antioxidants in it. You know, it contains zinc and other things that help control blood sugar. A lot of B vitamins are, you know, you don't really usually think about that. And it's full of what the most important thing is called, you know, the polysaccharides. And those are the thing that really help with, that are in aloe vera that really help the diabetic. And also, one thing that I want to tell people, that fruit juice is not a good thing because it doesn't have any fiber. The first 2 feet of your small intestine have receptor sites for glucose. And when those receptor sites are covered in fiber, especially soluble fiber and beta-glucan fiber, then they don't trigger an insulin response. And so the greatest thing you could do when you're a diabetic is to have a lot of fiber. And during the nighttime, we recommend, just before you go to bed, we recommend a product called Daily Fiber Blend. It's your last meal of the day. When you're hungry at night, after dinner, you want dessert, you have your Daily Fiber Blend. It totally creates this fiber, nutrient source of food that goes into your body. It has some essential fats. It has some protein, so it's feeding your body, so your body's not getting hungry while you sleep. And it's also creating that fiber effect on that small intestine to where it's not having an insulin glucose response. It's a beautiful product. Helps you get through the night. The greens and the aloe help you get through the day. Those three products are an all-point bulletin diabetes battle plan. You know, you add some exercise, of course, and that's all I wanted to say.
Absolutely. Well, we certainly appreciate all the valuable information, and there's this information and so much more. If you go to www.phporder.com, click on the Scoop of Greens link at the bottom right-hand corner of the homepage. It'll take you to more information. Like I said, there's 5 or 6 PDFs, informational downloads you can download. There's a blood sugar control progress chart where if you're monitoring your own blood sugar, you can mark it down. And it's a really great visualization and reminder to take your Scoop of Greens. So we just encourage you to pass this information along to anyone that you know that has diabetes that can benefit from this, because we really have seen it work. We've seen our products touch the lives, change the lives of diabetics, and we know that it's absolutely possible. So we're always talking about knowledge is power. You can do something. Prevention is cure. This is something that you can share with someone and make a dramatic impact in their life in a relatively short period of time. So we strongly encourage you to get out there and help us with this mission to educate people about diabetes and diabetes awareness and how to defeat it.
And I am coming to New York City, so everybody get ready. I want your help. I want your suggestions. We want to get a grassroots effort like we're doing here. I'm expecting hundreds of people to turn out just because we took the time to call the churches and to take them some flyers. And this is going to be the start of a movement. It's going to be the start of something real. It is our campaign to defeat diabetes. There is another campaign, other campaigns to come, believe me, but until we have this one started, until we really believe that the momentum has begun, we are not going to rest. So the diabetes campaign for Purim Health Products has begun. You are here for the start of it, and I truly appreciate the time that you've taken out of your day. We promised you 45 minutes. We kept it at 45 minutes. I'm very proud of us for that. And I said somewhere between 30 minutes and an hour, so that's 45. So I'm taking my kudos where I could get them. And Amy, once again, tremendous information tonight. Appreciate the way that you shared it with us. And we'll look forward to our next time. And next time we get together, we will have another call next Wednesday. So everybody, again, we hope that you will listen, share it, and live it, because that's the only way to make a difference in your life.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Dave, and I hope everyone has a wonderful evening. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.